to legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otobill. And now, today's word.
God never grows and never improves. Why do human beings change? Because we grow and we improve. So what I said when I was 6 years old, when I grow and I improve, I will not say the same thing. So if at 6 years old I say when I grow up, I will be a carpenter. A carpenter, a carpenter, a carpenter I will be. I may sing that when I'm 6 years old, but when I grow up, I will not be a carpenter. So why is it that I will not be what I said I will be? Because I grow. I would say when I was a child, that's what I thought. Now I know better. I've gone to school. I've improved. I've learned new things. I've become better. So I'm not going to be a carpenter. I'll be a pastor. What has changed? Growth and improvement. But God doesn't grow. And God doesn't improve. So there is no point in time when God will grow to the point that he will change something he said at another time. So what God said a million times, a million years ago, he will not grow a million years later and say, oh, a million years ago, I was God, but I was a young God. Now I have become an older God. I'm wiser and more mature. So I cannot do what I said a million years ago because I've grown and I have improved. God doesn't go through that. God is the same. He doesn't change. What he said a million years ago is still relevant today because God does not change. For us as human beings, it's very difficult for us to imagine anything that does not change because change is the constant of our experience. But to God, not changing is the constant. So what he said yesterday, what he said to your father, he will not improve and outgrow it. He would always do what he said he would do because he doesn't change, he doesn't grow, and he doesn't improve. God doesn't get better. The God we have now is not a better version of the God Noah worshipped. He's the same God, the ongrowing, the unimproving God, who is who he is at all times, the same. God does not change. And because he does not change, he is reliable. That's why we can rely on him. To be reliable is to be trustworthy. It means I can build on him. I can establish on him. I can lay my foundation in him because he doesn't change. Now, it's very interesting that when you consider our earth is a very, very, very changing earth. We know that. The earth moves very, very fast. It's said that the earth moves at the speed of 1,700 kilometers per hour on its axis. This thing is going very fast, 1,700 kilometers. That's a very, very fast speed. And not only that, whilst it is doing that, it is moving at 27 kilometers per second around the sun to give us a year. So for us to say next year it will be better, the sun has to run at 27 kilometers per second to give you next year. At this pace of 1,700 kilometers per hour on its own axis, 27 kilometers per second around the sun, we consider the earth solid enough to build on it. We build skyscrapers on it. Something that is moving at this pace, and yet we find it difficult to build on a God who doesn't change who doesn't improve, who doesn't get better. If you can build a house on this earth, you have no excuse not to have foundation in God. God is faithful. Why? Because he's there. He's called the Ancient of Days. He doesn't improve, doesn't get better. If we live for another 1 billion years, God will not be a different God. He'll still be the same. From eternity to eternity, he's still the same. God is faithful. But not only is God faithful, his word is faithful. God's word is faithful. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. What has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? God is faithful. And because of that, his word is faithful. Why? Because his word carries his worth. His word carries his worth. Your word carries your worth. My word carries my worth. If I say, I will give you $100 million, I promise you I'll give you $100 million next week about this time. That word carries my worth. If I don't have $100 million, then that word has no power, because that word is empty. I have no worth. But if somebody else, like some of those crazy guys with a lot of money, I don't even want to mention their name in my church, those crazy guys who own so much money, hundreds of billions, if one of them, as crazy as they are, tells you, I'll give you $100 million next year or next week by this time, that word carries their worth. Do they have the worth to support the word? Yes. All that will be left will be whether they are willing. Not whether they can, but whether they will. So when God says to you, I will bless you, his word carries his worth. So you have to define whether he has the worth, he has the currency of blessing. If he has the ability to bless, then his word that he will bless you is faithful. It is faithful. It's as faithful as his personality. So God is faithful. His word is faithful. His word is reliable. He never changes, so his word doesn't change. And he honors his word. Has he said, and will he not do? He does not just honor his word selectively, he honors his word fully. Now, when it comes to that, and maybe next week I'll deal a bit with that. You know, many times people say, but I believe God and it didn't happen. Because we believe God selectively. We don't believe God as God. We believe something that sounds nice to us. So we can go through the Bible picking nice verses and not picking the whole counsel of God. And think that if we can cherry pick the word of God, then good things will happen to us. That's not how it happens. God watches over his word, the entirety of his word, to perform it. He's faithful. His word is faithful. So when you say, I believe in God, you have to know that there is something about God that will not change. And it is that which does not change that he bases to open doors for you. His word is faithful. So first, God is faithful. Everybody say, God is faithful. God's word is faithful. Everybody say, God's word is faithful. And number three, God's ways are faithful. God's ways are faithful. His ways are faithful. Psalm 18 verse 30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is proven. He is a shield to all who trust in him. His ways are perfect. His ways are consistent with who he is. The God of the Bible is not a capricious God. He's not a capricious God. That means he's not fickle, he's not temperamental, and he's not given to unstable actions. He's not a confused God who does things by heart. His ways are perfect. We were just singing that there is nothing that God cannot do, and what he cannot do doesn't exist. And there is truth in that. But although God can do all things, he cannot do all things. Seems like a contradiction. God can do all things, but he cannot do all things, because he cannot do anything that is inconsistent with who he is. He cannot. He cannot under any circumstance. Even if he tries, he can't. Because his personality will prevent him from doing what he is against himself. So God cannot lie. He cannot. If he says something which you think is a lie, the moment he says it, it will be true. So Abraham, I have no child. That is the current truth. Until God says, you are the father of many nations. The moment God says that, one of them must be a liar. Either Abraham is a liar or God is a liar. But once God has spoken it, it ceases to be a lie. It is a truth. God cannot lie. He cannot. If you are dead, Lazarus, and he says, come forth, one has to be a lie, and it's not going to be God. So death has to be a lie, and God has to be true. God cannot lie. God cannot fail. God cannot break his covenant. Because all of these will be acting against his faithfulness. So God's ways are faithful. What does that mean? His ways are consistent. That is why Job, in the time of the greatest affliction, where every experience is contrary to what he expected, he still knew God's ways are faithful. So he says, I can't explain what is going on, but I know God's ways are faithful. I know my Redeemer lives. He will stand at the last day. That is inconsistency with his nature. Job could then say, even if he strikes me, I will trust him. Why? Because he has come to trust that God is faithful, his word is faithful, and his ways are faithful. God is not capricious. He doesn't get up one morning and do just something. No. Everything he does is in consistency with who he is. That's why we can trust him. The unchanging God, the faithful God, he does not lie. What he says he will do, he will do. He keeps covenant to 1,000 generations, even to those who break his covenant. He made a covenant to David, David's son, Solomon broke the covenant. But God says, yeah, if you are unfaithful, it will not affect me. I will remain faithful. Even when you are not there to supervise the covenant, God will always be there to keep his covenant. He keeps his covenant both to the living and to the dead. You know, in marriage, they say the marriage covenant is till death do us part. Because we are humans. But our covenant with God doesn't end with death. Because God never dies. And if one party to the covenant dies, the other party, the unchanging one, will supervise that covenant and see to it that it becomes a reality. He is faithful in all his ways. That's the God we serve. That's the God we worship. That's the God we believe in. And that is why we can build our faith on him. We sang that song, on Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, including the ones we built skyscrapers on. Because one day there will be an earthquake and we'll realize, oh, the earth is not as stable as we thought it was. And we invested so much on the presumption that the earth is faithful. But the earth is not faithful. There's only one faithful. And he is called Jehovah God Almighty. And so the Bible says those who build on him will not be put to shame. Those who trust him will not be put to shame. Having faith in the faithful God allows you to receive from the faithfulness of God. We will talk about that next week. Because that is where faith and faithfulness connect. Our faith is not in ourselves. Our faith is not even in our prayer. You can say, as for this thing, I've prayed. Hey, Alfredo, I've prayed. And God will hear. God doesn't answer your prayer because of the intensity of your prayer. Because much of your prayer, as intense as it is, may even be off course. You may be praying amiss. You are praying sincerely, but it's all blank. With fasting behind it. If you presume that God hears your prayer because you denied yourself food, you are crazy. God doesn't answer your prayer because you didn't eat. He answers your prayer because he is faithful. He is faithful. Our faith, therefore, is not in our acts, but in God, who he is. It's not in how many times I pray, how many times I fast, how much prayer I pray, how intense my prayer. They are all good. But that's not the basis on which God answers our prayer. If his faithfulness is not there, no door will swing. But because he's faithful, when we ask him to open a door, he doesn't do it because we asked. We does it because he is. Because believe you me, no matter what you ask me to do, if I can't do it, I can't do it. You can kneel in front of me, Pastor, please help me, Pastor. Roll on the floor, cry, fast, do whatever. I say, I can't do anything about it. You can travel from here to Burkina Faso and back. It will change nothing because I can't do it. But if I can do it, you don't even need to roll on the floor. I will do it for you. Somebody say, God is faithful. His word is faithful. His ways are faithful.
Thank you for listening to Living Word.